Phoenix, Arizona has plenty of golf resorts that attract thousands of visitors. But as someone who established the first course in the state, they'll be hard-pressed to tell you it was actually a Midwestern veterinarian who had more grazing land than he could manage. The unique story is this edition of the American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, and as you know, I'm often traveling the nation for our American Countryside broadcasts. My family and I recently spent a weekend in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. What is there to do in Cape Girardeau? Take in a Civil War reenactment at Fort Dee.
This is a star-shaped fort. It was challenged in the Civil War.
Or the history behind the picturesque Bollinger Mill.
A beautiful structure. It's very impressive.
And the Burfordville Covered Bridge, a true Missouri treasure.
There's only four. This is the oldest.
Take the kids to the Lazy Elk Safari Park and feed a giraffe.
We have kangaroos, muttjacks, cavies, awdads, ibex, pygmy goats.
Families love the Nature Center, Discovery Playhouse, and Cape Splash, the new aquatic center. Enjoy the evening listening to one of the free concerts downtown or a Broadway show at the River Campus. Then take in the sunset on the River Bluffs at Trail of Tears State Park. There's plenty to do in
Cape Girardeau.
That's my 2 and 3-year-old. And while Cape Girardeau may be difficult for them to say or spell, it's easy for you to plan your trip. Just go to visitcape.com and have a great experience like we did in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. This veterinarian never set out to build a city.
Dr. Chandler was a veterinarian in the Midwest. And he came to Arizona, and he did not understand how expensive water was here in Arizona. So he had a lot of land. He sold off a lot of the land so that he could build. He built the resort, he built a post office, and he built a general store.
Darlene Haviland says the fledgling town of Chandler soon had its own resort.
The resort was only open in the winter, and it was for dignitaries, for movie stars, where all the rooms were named after stars who stayed here. Joan Crawford, Al Capone, Herbert Hoover, Errol Flynn was a big one.
Those original rooms are now a century old, but are still part of what is today called the San Marcos Resort. It wasn't the first resort in Arizona, but it did build the first golf course.
If you look on the pictures, the golf course was done with flaxseed oil. It's how they kind of got the ball, if you will, to move. And you have to go look at the golf clubs and the golf balls from those time frames. It really is quite amazing. You had to be very wealthy to be able to come to a resort and to golf, and that was our claim to fame.
Another piece of history lies underneath the hotel. At one time, no one was supposed to know about it.
Below the Cibolas Ballroom is an old speakeasy underneath, and it's from the Al Capone days, and it does tunnel out to Arizona Avenue. We would like very much to reopen it.
It's Arizona's first golf course and a century-old resort rolled into one, all begun by a Midwestern veterinarian who established the town that bears his name. Traveling the countryside in Chandler, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.